There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
I get everybody fired up again with that guy Wachowski in California to give you an essence of what these senators are doing by removing parental rights to exempt kids from vaccines based on philosophy and religious belief. Listen to this guy.
The analysis goes through the police power of the state under Jacobson 110 years ago that an adult just doesn't get to say, I don't want to be vaccinated. That the police power, the state, has the absolute authority to force that person to get the vaccination.
And you know what else they neglect to mention, this guy and everyone else that's trying to remove exemptions? They forget about the Second Amendment. Jacobson didn't overturn the Second Amendment. You know, and my good friend Michael Badnarik and his famous statement when he was running for president, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. Now, don't take that as a direct threat to any one particular individual, but when you recognize the threat that the mandates of vaccines, experimental medicaments, injecting toxic poisons that if you put in a baby's bottle, you could be arrested and imprisoned for attempted murder, you tell me who's in the right in defending the health and the lives of children. The parents who reject the medical mandates, the medical fascism, the vaccine violence, the medical rape with a needle, or Dr. Richard Pan or Senator Wachowski in California trying to say parents don't have a right to say no based on a 1905 court decision that doesn't take into account the experimental nature of these vaccines nor the lack of liability associated with them so that parents cannot sue the manufacturer should their child be harmed or even killed. As we were just talking with Brian Hooker last hour about, you know, his own case running through the vaccine compensation court, no guarantee he'll get anything because he won't sign a consent to be quiet about whatever happens in there either. And that's what they count on. Nobody will talk. Do we have Ty Bollinger? Is he hooked up with us? No, he's got redneck internet out there where he lives. Not ready yet. So I'm going to carry on. I want you to hear the second clip. I know we played this before, but everybody needs to be fired up about what's going on in California, lest this happen to you in your state because of these politicians. And in this case, happen to be largely Democrats. I'm not saying there be no Republicans, but they tend to be more honoring of families and the ability to say no to vaccines. Even Rand Paul, a physician who is pro-vaccine, says, no, the parents have the right and the authority to say no to these things. But what did Wachowski say? He doubled down on it. He says, maybe we're not going far enough.
The analysis points out what we have a responsibility, the state, the police power. If we believe that children are being harmed, that we go into this domain of family rights, which are not absolute. And I guess my question to you is that maybe Professor Cheremensky's not here, but the others have said that maybe we're not going far enough.
Now, remember yesterday we played another of his audio clips that was from his campaign commercial, if you will, talking about how he's for the little people, the forgotten people, you know, the poor people, and yet who's going to be harmed most by this mandate? How many of the poor people, the people that are most susceptible to vaccine injury, how many of them are going to be able to say, no, I will homeschool?
RSB.
Ty Bollinger, my good friend, it is time to officially go outside the needle box.
Yes, it's a time to officially go outside the house. I'm walking around in the yard right now to get reception so I can talk to you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope it's a nice day out there in Redneckville where you are, where I want to be with you.
It is. It is. It is. But ever since, you remember earlier today you called and I tried, Charlene came down and I tried to redo my speakers so she could hear. And ever since then, my Skype screwed up and you can't hear when I talk. You know, I can hear you, but you can't hear me. So something screwed up on my computer when I did that.
Well, we'll get you fixed. We hear you well now. If you can handle the great outdoors out there, we love you and we want you here with us. And of course, you wanted to talk about this, as do I. We can't do it in one segment, even in one day. But the outrageous violation of the sanctity and sovereignty of the family out in California with SB 277 and bills, over 100 bills I think have been filed around the country or pending to remove exemptions from vaccines based on philosophical or religious grounds.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any articles in front of me now that I'm out in the yard about to trip over some branches, but
you just speak from the heart.
Well, you know, it's a slippery slope we're going down if you start to remove the religious philosophical exemptions. I mean, it really is nothing more than just government tyranny at that point. One of the interesting things, videos that I watched here over the last couple of days was actually one of the senators, I think, there in California, saying that, hey, you know, there's the sanctity of the family, the authority of the parents only goes so far. And at that point, we may just need to step in and take care of this on our own. In other words, you know, forced vaccines. They're saying they're not forced, but they're forced, right? It's like, we're not going to say they're forced vaccines because we don't want to have this kind of a bad reputation. But in essence, yeah, you don't want to do it. We're going to force it. We're going to force it on adults. And that is just one step away from communist China.
Well, exactly. But again, here it is. It's the political Hegelian dialectic. For so long, we've been told that the Republicans are in the bag for big pharma and big corporations, and the leftist Democrats know they're for the little people. They don't trust the corporations. But Bill Maher, and we played this clip. In fact, we have a video up at Epic Times with Jerry Doyle that Super Don and I covered this. Bill Maher, interviewing RFK, says, "What's wrong with you liberals?" You know, and he speaks as a liberal. He says, "You don't trust corporations, but when it comes to big pharma and these vaccines, you say, Merck, give us all the vaccines you can shove down our throats. What's wrong with you?"
Well, yeah, it's a complete double standard. And, you know, one of the interesting things, too, you know, that's something that I say a lot. You know, we're just one step away from communist China. We're just one step away from, you know, Stalin's Russia. But it's interesting. I was speaking up in Detroit a couple weeks ago. And I was talking to somebody about one of these issues. I think it was vaccine related. And one of the ladies that was there sitting at the table, she was from Russia. And I didn't know this. And I said something about, you know, it's not like we're in Stalin's Russia. And she just said, you know, the things that you thought was happening in Russia at that time weren't happening. She said, the U.S. propaganda machine is amazing. She said, all these things that Putin supposedly said, that Gorbachev supposedly said, they never said them. She said it was just part of the American propaganda machine. So, you know, I wonder what was really going on there and what was really just propaganda that we spun.
Well, exactly. That's the whole thing about the corporate-controlled media and what Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. When we speak out, when we speak out on these issues where we disagree with our government, if it even is our government anymore, it is because it's our patriotic duty, I believe, to speak out against tyranny, against wrongful, unconstitutional violations of personal liberty, of family sovereignty, etc. And there are a lot of things that we have been told in the past or erased from the past that make us believe certain things. We are manipulated, and that's why we must unplug from that so-called big government, big media, big pharma matrix.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. You know, I just look back at the things that we grew up thinking that were true, that were just gospel truth, and now that we've learned they weren't true, and so you wonder how many more things fit into that category. All I know now is that if these forced vaccines continue, if we continue down this slippery slope, then that's a really bad sign for the future of our country. I'm hopeful that we can turn this around. But if we don't, we are heading into complete tyranny.
Yeah, and it was interesting, Ty. You sent me a red alert from InfoWars and Alex Jones. They said a stealth internet attack was detected, that their Facebook, InfoWars Facebook, was taken down for a harmless image coupled with a quote from guess who? Stalin, who you mentioned. And we just recently experienced some level of censorship as well in links to the website, the things we're all doing together.
Yeah, we did. Last week, while you were gone, we had on Erin Elizabeth, who talked about her personal Facebook being taken down because she posted a meme of Elmo, right, relating mm-hmm. to the vaccine issue. And just today, you know, we've been getting attacked pretty hard on our Facebook, on the Truth About Cancer Facebook and Cancer Truth. We just posted a meme about the greed and the profit-driven cancer industry and getting really attacked hard there. There's a concerted effort to censor information. Facebook's one of the leading, one of the ones leading the charge, because they're, you know, they were funded by CIA. It's one step closer to total control for the government. They want to know everything about every one of us. Facebook's one of the ways that they do that. It's also one of the ways that they censor information very effectively. And that's what they're doing with Facebook. They're censoring information.
Well, it's one of the ways we've been able to utilize their tactics against them and for us. And, of course, that can only go on so long. And that's what we're seeing evidence of, is they curtail our outreach through these social media. So we'll continue to outcreate and expand. There are going to be search engines that are going to compete with Google that don't go down the government censorship route as well. And those transitions will be naturally come by when we all get so upset and fed up. And it's like, okay, it's not worth it. It's time to leave. As long as we can use it as a tool for outreach, we'll continue to do so in the meantime.
Yeah. No, I mean, no doubt. We'll use the tools that we have at this point. But right, I mean, right now, you know, the Internet's relatively free. I mean, at least we think it's free, right?
Yeah.
How do we know it's free? How do we know that there's websites that aren't out there that have all kinds of better information than what we're getting that are not being that are being censored that we can't see? You know, we don't. And so that's the question. Is it free? I don't know if it's free. It's accessible at this point, and it's a good way for us to still disseminate information. Communication is still relatively free, so let's hop on it and keep on spreading the truth while we can.
Yeah, and speaking of disseminating the information, TMB, RSB, Sayergy, together, where? In Naples, Florida, at Food and Thought. And this is going to be an extraordinary event Friday evening, May the 15th. Great. All organic food, wine, cheese, who knows what else we're going to have there. Our good buddy Paul Barretera is going to be there. You've got Aaron Elizabeth coming down. I mean, this is going to be a sensational event, kind of under the radar, but of course we're talking about it, that it'll be just, oh, you'll be overwhelmed with wonderful information that will empower you.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. It's just next Friday. I can't believe how it's sneaked up on us. I begin my travels next Tuesday for the Global Quest for the Cures, and we'll be hitting there, and then the day after that, we'll be flying out to the United Kingdom. So
nice.
It's just kind of the first of this leg of the tour.
Well, speaking of global cures, how about global cancer drugs? Do you want to know the expenditure on chemotherapy and the like, what it's hit? You're going to be stunned by the number. TMB, Ty Bollinger has it. Go to cancertruth.net. Learn more. Of course, all the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Thank you for being here. We've got lots more to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. drinking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Again, looking forward to being together next week, Friday, in Naples, Florida. Check it out. I don't have a poster to link to, but if you go to Food and Thought down in Naples, you'll see where it's going to be Friday evening the 15th, and we got that coming up. As the global quest for the cures continues, Ty, and you're hitting the road, this is really interesting. You know, this really is a global issue. It's not just a U.S. issue or a Canada issue, but global cancer drug spending has hit an absolute new record. I mean, this is bigger than the national defense budget of a lot of countries. What was that number? Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, I don't. I'm still walking outside to get a better cell phone signal, so I'm not.
Oh, no worries. Here, let me pull it up here. It says, according to this report, in 2014, it hit $100 billion.
$100 billion. Wow.
Yeah, 10% plus increase from the year before, and $75 billion more than 5 years earlier. Do you think it's a growth industry?
Yeah, it's a cash cow, is what it is, Robert. You know, one of the things that's interesting to me is I'm finding out as I prepare for these travels, is that it's really not. You know, you think that everything is U.S. centric when you're here. You know, it all focuses around what's going on here. This is not a U.S. issue. This really is a global thing. People are dying left and right globally, and cancer's everywhere. And so, you know, just to give you an example, over the last 3 days, I think it was, I've increased my number of interviews by 10 more people. So 3 days ago, I had 90 interviews for the Global Quest. That's 9 and a 0. Now I'm almost at 100. I think I'm at 99 interviews right now.
Wow. So,
It's really amazing. Everybody wants to speak about this. Doctors all over the world want to speak about this because it's such a big issue. People are dying. The protocols aren't working here. they're not working there. At least the Western medical protocols are not working here or there. And, you know, the God was really blessing our efforts last year, and we got this word out, and we've got a lot of momentum with the Quest for the Cures now, and people want to see more. And doctors are contacting me left and right. They want to be interviewed for this series. So it's really amazing what's happening, and it's really blowing my mind about what a real global pandemic this is. This is not anything that's just in the United States. People are dying everywhere, and everyone needs this information. That's why I'm really so excited to be able to do this. And we'll start it off next week, and we're going to be interviewing over at Shangri-La in Bonita Springs, which is going to be a great place for our interview.
Yeah, I have a little bit of organic food, I think, there as well. So Southwest Florida definitely doing it right in terms of supporting the local community with clean food. We talked last hour, and I know you wanted to chime in on this as well, the organic effect, how this family was eating just conventional food with pesticides, and they did urine samples of all of the family, including the kids, and what they saw was incredible numbers of pesticides and levels coming out. And then 2 weeks after going organic, they're almost all gone, no trace of them.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I liked your spin on it, right? Because this last weekend, I traveled with the family to Polyface Farms to interview Joel Salison for the Quest for the Cures. And one of his favorite things is, you know, you think organic is expensive. Have you priced cancer lately? Well, you know what? Yeah. It's not even a fair comparison, is it, that when you have organic foods, even though they may be slightly more expensive, think about all of the different health problems that you are going to avoid by not putting these toxic pesticides into your bodies. And that was no more clearly expressed than that video you sent me today, and I put it up on our Facebook with that family in England that went 2 weeks organic, and virtually all of the pesticides that they had in their body were eliminated. Very, very fascinating video. It's very telling as well.
Yeah, so do you like the cancer effect or the organic effect? Again, you know, some people will say, have you priced cancer lately? They'll go, oh, very funny, but that you can't say that. But now we can say, have you priced the carcinogenic pesticides lately, right? Because this is a measurable effect. When you go organic, suddenly that's not there, and you know, many of these things are known to be carcinogenic.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I asked Joel that question this last week, and I said to talk about that. You know, have you priced cancer lately? Have you, compared to, you know, organic foods are expensive. He goes, look, he said, if you say you can't afford organic foods, then I'm sure that if you invited me to your house and I go in your pantry and your fridge, I'm not going to see any sodas. I'm not going to see any candy. I'm not going to see any processed foods. I'm not going to see any lottery tickets laying around on your counter and so forth. And he just kind of laughs. He said, of course. You know, this is something I didn't even share with you. How much time we got before the break?
Well, we got to hit the break now, but I do want to hear it if you don't mind sharing. I love Joel. We're going to try and get him on when he's next available here. It's been a few years since I did the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, and he was with us on the air. So stick around. Outside the Box is what we do each and every hump day with Ty Bollinger. And we got lots more to go, including 6 FDA foods that were banned in other countries. So maybe only the FDA should eat them here, not you and me. All right, stick around. Lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And here is Ty Bollinger as well. And Ty, you were just telling me about connecting with Joel Salatin from Polyface Farm for the next round of the Pest Free Cures. And what was the story you were getting at? I was just deeply intrigued.
Well, you know, we're just trying to make a point that most people, not all people, but most people that say that they can't afford organic food just haven't prioritized that as a purchase, right? They can.
Right.
They're just buying other stuff. And so one prime example of that is a couple weeks ago, if you remember, I was up in Kentucky speaking. And so I go to a quick stop. out to fill up with gas, and I go in there to pay, and there's a lady that's in front of me, and she's got her little girl behind her, and she's, the little girl, there's, you know, they got the bins of apples and oranges and bananas and stuff. The little girl picks up an apple and says, "Mommy, let me have this apple." And this is not even organic. It's just an apple, right? It's just a fresh piece of food. And the mom says, "We can't afford that." Meanwhile, the mother's buying a pack of cigarettes, a soda, and a lottery ticket. And so it's just, you know, it's just really indicative of the fact that I think a lot of people can't afford to spend more on food. They just choose to waste it on other things, but they just haven't prioritized the fact that this is really what's the most important in their health, is that what they put in their body. She'd rather buy cigarettes and a soda and burn $5 on a lottery ticket, which I'm sure she won nothing, as opposed to buying a 99-cent apple for her daughter.
But you said that so right, Ty. Until you believe it is valuable, you won't see the value in it, so you won't extend what it takes to get it. So the perception, again, becomes reality. If you don't feel like eating cleaner food is important to you, if you don't think it impacts you negatively or will cause cancer one day, of course you're going to go, hey, why should I spend the extra, right? Food is food. It looks the same. But the point of the organic effect was to reveal that those substances are getting in you. Some of it is leaving, but there's a lot that is not, and that's why we want you to make better decisions. We're here to support you along the way. And that's, you know, a big reason why you and I got together and did Unlock the Power to Heal, as far as the book goes, because it gives a lot of that comprehensive information as well.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, one of the things that resulted from this weekend is we were there at Polyface Farms, and so we got a chance to go into their little store there, their storefront, and we bought some of the meats that they had there. I tell you what, RSP, the hot dogs that we bought, they may have been $7 for a package of 8 hot dogs, which is more than you're going to spend for the GMO nitrate-laden stuff at the grocery store. But I tell you what, it was well worth every penny. Those are some of the best hot dogs we've ever had.
The value is there. That's great.
It's there.
Well, let's see. The value for our listeners, it's here because they're asking questions. And we've got to go to one, in fact, right now. And, of course, we like to preface that with what you'd like to hear.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day comes through Facebook. Shelley, you know who you are. Your son, Jake, the youngest super fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jake, other than, of course, Ty's beautiful children, including Charity. Jake has, according to Shelley, what she thinks is strep throat. She's trying to avoid MDs, and she's using the Sovereign Silver every hour or two. And she's using ibuprofen for the pain and vitamin C and D3 and essential oils that are indicated for strep throat. His throat has been sore since yesterday, but he just got a fever of 101 this afternoon after the ibuprofen wore off. Any suggestions other perspectives? Now, we're going to talk, because TMB and RSB, we're both parents, and we're going to speak as if Jake was our child, because we're not going to tell you what to do, Shelley. I know you appreciate that. But for one, I wouldn't give my child ibuprofen. I don't find it necessary. It's not that I've never given something that could reduce pain, but my first choice for my kids has always been the white willow bark tincture. White willow bark tincture is the basis for the concept of aspirin, and that has taken enough of the pain away in most cases for these things without squashing the healing, and I think that's an important thing. TMB, have you ever used something like that for the kids? Instead of, you know, when we grew up, it was all aspirin and things like that.
Have we used white willow bark? No, we haven't, but you know what I'm going to now that you mention that.
Yeah, it's been a great thing, and it works, and it really works, and it's benign in terms of the impact. It doesn't negatively impact the liver and the kidneys or the intestines like the ibuprofen would, and, of course, it doesn't suppress a fever in the same way. So that Jake got a 101 fever this afternoon, hooray, hurrah, that's a good sign. We don't want to suppress that fever. In fact, you can give homeopathic belladonna for kids, and it will help a fever to go up or reduce it if it needs to be reduced without squashing the healing. You can even go, as they get older, use the homeopathic form of phosphorus. These are the little tricks that occasionally I let out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But in terms of the silver...
It sounds like everything else that she's doing, though, is really good. The Sovereign Silver. One thing she might try for strep throat is just gargling with water, with, you know, the warm water with Himalayan sea salt in it.
Separate times from when you do the silver. But, yeah, using a saline kind of gargle would be good as well. Another thing to consider here are specific homeopathic remedies that address throat pain. You could do that. King Bio has formulations you can get that are easy. But in terms of the fever, I want to encourage a fever because that's how they genuinely get over it and get stronger on the other side of it. But the pain issue, again, we've successfully used certain homeopathic remedies for the throat, but also the white willow bark tincture. So, Shelley, let us know how Jake's doing. He'll bounce back, get through this pretty quick, I'm sure, and that'll be helpful. So, again, we, you know, our kids, it's not like they've never been sick, even though we raised them organically on much cleaner food. But the point is, you don't get out of childhood without having illness. That's part of the way you get stronger. Yeah. Your immune system is strengthened.
Yeah, it actually does help the immune system to get sick. Not too sick, but to get sick and respond to the sickness, right? That's what mm-hmm. Qualifies the immune system as being strong, is that it actually responds to a sickness and then improves and gets better, right? One of the things that Dr. Buttar, as much as I hate to quote him as being credible, is that, you know, he worries about people that never get sick, right? That's because it's a failure of the immune system to respond. So we want an immune system that responds, but you don't want to be sick all the time. It's kind of a happy medium. I'm about to travel over there to Europe, and in Germany, they just give a kid a beer for the pain. So just put that on YouTube, bro.
Yes, and you can metabolize a little bit of that. All right. Also, we have a caller. She doesn't want to go on the air, but she was asking about dry macular degeneration. And, you know, homeopathically, there are eye drops for dry eyes you can get from Similasan. You can take some oral remedies as well. Very often, I look at it as a failure of the antioxidant defense mechanisms of the eye, and that can be a selenium deficiency as well. Hyaluronic acid is something that is used orally, ingested as a supplement as well. I don't know if you have any issues with eye things or herbs that can do it, but, you know, throw it out there, TMB, if you have anything.
I don't, man. I was looking to you for that advice. That's good advice. You said that hyaluronic acid works, though, right? Oral.
Yeah, it has. Anything that can is a moisturizing agent when you talk about dry macular degeneration. But, again, I think selenium is key. And, in fact, even with kids like Jake, you know, we have these 50 microgram tablets of the innate response selenium that I give. You know, if my son's coming down with something and I can see it, I not only do the silver, but I'll ramp up his selenium. And selenium at microgram dosages can do what vitamin C takes thousands of or milligrams or, you know, a lot of grams. So selenium is just a little more efficient. It's not that I speak ill of vitamin C. The point is I like to get the most from the least. A little bit of selenium can go a long way.
I like that too, and we do take selenium on a daily basis too. So that's mm-hmm. that's good stuff, and it's the food based selenium, not the synthetic, right? Because I don't know if you saw this, Robert, a couple weeks ago, but the studies came out that showed that if you take supplements, you're going to increase your cancer risk, right? And so one of the things that they didn't qualify or even elaborate on in that study was, you know, how many of the people that were in the study were also eating GMO foods or were drinking mm-hmm. fluoridated water or were exposed to, you know, an overdose of electromagnetic frequencies, or they were doing this or that, or smoking, you know, drinking heavily. We don't know any of those things. So, you know, that's a worthless study. It was just a study that was rigged to basically lambast the supplement industry so that you'll just go back to your doctor for the newest, latest, and greatest drug.
Right. And by the way, there was another story you sent my way through Natural Society about the GMO issue, and Monsanto's getting ready to come out with a whole new study. And your question to me is like, how much money you want to put on this that Monsanto will find it completely safe?
Let's just say I don't have a lot, but I bet every penny that I own that the results of this study will be that GMOs are the best thing that's ever happened since sliced bread. Which leads you to the question, though, if they're so good, why don't mm-hmm. they want to be labeled? I was talking with Jeffrey Jackson last 2 weeks ago when I went up to Detroit. And we were going to eat some lunch, and he said, hey, if GMOs are so good, Monsanto should want everybody to know that they're in every product. They should mm-hmm. advertise it. But, you know, they shouldn't be trying to suppress that and trying to keep it from being labeled. So that just kind of begs the question, if they're so good, why do these companies not want you to know that they're in their food? And, of course, the answer is they ain't so good.
No, they're clearly not. I was thinking, I'm not a gambling man, but if there ever was a lock, you know, it'd be like, put your money on the Monsanto study about GMOs to say that they're perfectly safe, fine for everybody. But the FDA, not known for really protecting the public as much as they'd like to be believed that they're protecting the public, has six dietary ingredients that are approved but are banned in other countries. You probably don't remember these by heart, but you also don't want to eat them by mouth. This is one called, you know this one, this first one, Olestra?
I remember the Olestra one, yeah. I remember because that was the first one on the list. And mm-hmm. I used to be friends with a guy that was on a team of marketing guys. They had tried to figure out a way to spin the fact that Olestra causes anal bleeding and anal leakage and all these other disgusting side effects. They had to try to spin this in such a way that people would still hear the side effects and still want to buy the chips. And he said that was one of their biggest challenges. So, yeah, don't eat that. It'll cause some serious intestinal issues if you eat Olestra. It's kind of like the fat-free fat that they used to put in the nachos chips in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, they're nacho chips. Don't eat them. All right, now number two on the list is farm-raised salmon. Australia and New Zealand have banned them because of toxic chemicals that are, you know, basically bioaccumulating in their tissue, antibiotic resistance. It's nasty, full of nasty things in these farm-raised. I think there are some that are somehow certified organic. I don't know if they're genuinely safer, but the wild is the way to go, although we're concerned about that, which is coming from the Pacific, rightfully so, because of Fukushima. But suffice it to say, the farm-raised fish are usually not that healthy.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, Robert, and I think this just kind of shows how ignorant the typical American consumer is. Not our audience, but the typical consumers are so ignorant. I've seen meat sections in grocery stores that I visited lately, and I cannot remember where it was, where they were highlighting the fact that these were farm-raised salmon. So I guess, you know, people see farm-raised and they automatically think that it's good, despite mm-hmm. the fact that you want to stay away from these fishes.
Right. Well, also, if you're afraid that your children are going to spontaneously combust, you might have them drink things like Mountain Dew that contain flame retardant, brominated vegetable oil. Also, 160 countries have banned ractopamine meat. I'm not as familiar with that one, Ty. You might be able to tell us when we come back. Milk and dairy containing RBGH and, of course, GMOs. Hey, we've got some headbanging to do when we come back, and maybe a little cannabis update as well to wrap it up. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
TMB, how metal were you in your youth? Were you heavy metal? Where were you?
Not really, you know. I was, believe it or not, you'll probably laugh. When I was a kid, I used to listen to doo-wop rock with my dad from the 60s, the doo-wop.
Right.
And then, like, the Letterman and those kind of things. I was never really much of a headbanger at all.
I wasn't either, although, you know, I like bands that we thought at the time were rocking out, like Journey, Rush.
Yeah, but they're not really hard rock, yeah.
No, they're not. I mean, a little AC/DC at the time, but, you know, Metallica passed me by. I only learned about them through my son, who's a teenager now. But was that Motorhead that we just heard, the Bang Your Head, Super Don? Who was that? What band was that?
Motorhead.
I don't know.
That was Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot. Oh, yeah, I remember them, Quiet Riot. But the reason we came in with that was because the Bang Your Head fits in with a story that says, you know, heavy metal music headbanging can lead to brain injuries. You know how kids will just shake their head back and forward?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, you do that enough times, I guess you could have some serious brain injuries. I mean, look at all of the look at the people that are injured each year from, you know, getting hit in the head. And the reason they're injured is not because they got a bump on their head. It's because it was a sudden jolt. They can actually detach brain material. And so that happens every year, too, with a couple of baseball players. I was watching something last week on one of the sports stations about these Major League Baseball players that have been hit in the face, and their whole careers are ruined. They can't walk. They're unable to talk. You know, stuff like this, and it's because of the fact that shaking motion, that sudden jolt, is very, very deleterious for your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, I know when you're young, you're invincible. You don't think, but, you know, we did roller coasters and didn't bother us, but, you know, there's that one point where you're like, wait a second. So you want to stay hydrated. If you're going to, and we're not saying you should bang your head, but if you are, make sure you got plenty of CBD, homeopathic arnica, and homeopathic natrum phosphoricum. At the same time, we're not endorsing headbanging here, but recognizing there is some damage and injury potential, it's very, very real. So That's our customer service issue today, because we do rock out a little bit on the
show. That was your public service announcement.
Thank you.
That's
a public
PSA for the day.
That's our PSA. And now, with our PSA, we have time for I don't know, maybe a bit of a, I don't know what you call that thing. Let's see. It's this.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yay, it's time for the cannabis update. TMB, Puerto Rico governor signs order to legalize medical marijuana. You can't smoke it, but you can eat it, you can drink it, you can bathe in it. But anyway, I guess a step in a better direction to allow the folks that need it to access it.
Well, it is. It's a step in the right direction. And so I guess, so you can buy it, but you can't smoke it. But, I mean, can you cook it?
Yeah, they didn't say anything about not cooking it. I guess I don't understand the concept. I mean, I guess they really haven't done the research and realized that it's showing not much evidence of harm to the lungs if that's the way you need to ingest it for whatever need that you have. But I guess the point is, you know, the change is happening, slower in some places, faster in others. But Puerto Rico is now added to the list of the 23 states plus District of Columbia. To have some form of medical marijuana or what we like to call medical cannabis available to the people there.
Well, that's good. It's a step in the right direction. We just got to keep pushing until all 50 states, or as Obama says, all 57 states have legalized it.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, again, we like to bring you some good news as well and give you some tips along the way and just encourage you, if you haven't visited cancertruth.net, of course, main site for Ty, but of course the quest for the cures is going to continue, and we're all going to be together next Friday, the 15th of May, in Naples, Florida. TMB, RSV, Sayer G, Aaron Elizabeth, Paul Barrettiero, who else is going to show up? We don't know. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great, great time the next Friday. In the meantime, Ty, am I missing anything? There's so much going on.
Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. We'll get a good interview with you to go into the global quest for the cures. There were so many other things that I didn't really have time to interview you about this last time when we were down at Casey Krejci's house there in Orlando. So right. Now we'll free up some time to hit some other hard-hitting topics that are going to be in the global quest. So really looking forward to that. I'm so glad I get a chance to interview you because, you know, with us being so close, I can just pick certain topics that I know are going to be missed and make sure that you fill in those gaps and you're so knowledgeable about it. I'm really glad to have to be able to do this.
Yeah, and then you can, like, poke fun at me and all kinds of silly stuff. We have a good time.
I'm definitely going to do that, too.
good. I expect nothing less. As well, Autism One, May 20th through 24th in Chicago. I'll see all my friends there. Big hugs all around. And the power to heal is all y'all. Thanks for being here. All right.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.